What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what is in the corner of her bedroom and will it ever leave her alone?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear about it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you can get that along with advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free if you go that route. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And this is kind of a treat today because my sister, Kathy Gordon.
That's me.
Is here with me at my house in
so
the studio.
Strange watching you. Do the intro.
Because you only ever hear it. Yeah. I know. Isn't that funny?
It's so funny. Yeah.
But it's just fun to do it in person. We were going to record this last night in our usual Zoom sort of way. And I was like, you're going to be in my town tomorrow. Why don't we just do this face to face?
I know. How fun.
So isn't that fun?
Yeah. I get to see all the inner workings of everything over
here.
Oh,
and it's so
place.
Fancy.
It's fancy. It's so fancy. So many colors, you guys. You would not believe the colors.
On this mixing board I have, it's super colorful. It looks something like a light bright or what did you
say
it looked like?
That game we used to play, Simon. Where yeah. you push the buttons and
they would light up and
yeah,
you would
it looks like a Simon.
It's more expensive.
Yeah, but that's right.
Well, we have got some stories today. Here's another thing you never get to hear: the creepy music.
Oh yeah, I like the creepy.
For
music.
Some reason, you can't hear all of the things sometimes over Zoom. I don't know why. So anyway, let's go. So here we are. Hi, I need some help. Thoughts, advice, if possible. I don't know if we're the girls for that, but...
I think we're totally the girls for
okay,
that.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad that you're confident in our skills. So there's this specific corner in my room that I do not like for whatever reason. I always get bad vibes from it ever since I could remember. I don't know what about it that's causing me these feelings of angst and discomfort. I've always got a weird feeling about my closet, and I don't know why.
Yeah, closets.
Closets. Mm-hmm. That's why. Enough said. Mm-hmm. It's like closets, basements, attics. Boom.
Yep.
They all, there's just a creepy thing about.
Well, it could
closets.
Be E.T. in there. You just don't know
oh
what's
my God,
in there.
He was adorable.
He was adorable, but still, you have no idea what's in a closet.
To give some context, I am a sensitive, and I can feel and sense things and hear things. I'm an empath, and I can see through people's BS. I've always been called an old soul and is sensitive by many different people, including psychics. Recently, my mom and I ran into a neighbor who we've known since I was a child. This specific neighbor is a psychic and was asking me about my experiences because she's known that I've always been sensitive. She also was the one who told us that there was the spirit of a teenager at the time who passed away from a drug overdose before we moved in 2001, 2002.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah. That could be the answer right there. She might already have the answers and not
she
need
might.
Our advice. She also has refused to go in our house ever since because she believes that there's a not-so-nice spirit that told her to leave the first time. I also have to mention that before we redid our home in 2007, there were weird alien drawings on the wall in my parents' room. I'm not sure who drew them and why they were there, but I think that might have stirred something up. Now, I'm going to add in, there's no pictures of these alien drawings.
No,
I don't know.
It's kind of funny. I brought up E.T. to begin with.
I know. And then there's aliens mentioned.
Yeah.
But could they have had a kid that was into drawing aliens at the time and was drawing aliens on the walls?
Possible. Possible. It's odd that these are in the parents' room.
An unruly kid?
Could be.
Kid that gave no Fs. And yeah. I'll go to my parents' room. I don't care. So back to the story. When she asked me about my experiences, I told her about this corner. Me waking up between the hours of 3 to 5 a.m., hearing noises and feeling a presence, which I've always thought to be my grandma watching over me, and how I heard a growl next to my ear before. My mom has mentioned to us that she sometimes hears the den stairs creaking and has heard noises coming from my room that she believed was just me sleeping. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like, I'm hearing noises from my daughter's room. That's obviously her sleeping. Normally, yeah, we don't make noises when we're sleeping. My neighbor believes that there is a demonic spirit that inhabited the house beforehand and still does to this day, even after we redid the house and tore off the roof. Also, she said that buying antiques from garage and estate sales has also brought in some spirits and how those spirits are attached to me and want my energy. She also said, I'm the only person who can get rid of them, but learn how to coexist with them if I can't figure out how. That doesn't seem like good advice to me.
Well,
it's like you have to figure out how to get rid of them, but if you can't, figure out how to live with them.
Seems like mixed signals.
I don't know.
Yes, you can get rid of them, but if you can't get rid of them.
I know. And she came to us for help and she's got a psychic friend.
True.
She said that cleansing with sage and incense won't do anything and instead get rid of all my dream catchers and put rock salt in that corner and in front of my door, which I did when I got home. When I did, however, I didn't really feel any better. I've only slept in my room once that night. And ever since have been sleeping in my sister's room. Yesterday, though, I cleansed my room with incense and cedar and have made a protection talisman to keep above my closet door. I felt a little better in my room, but still haven't slept in there yet. I would love to know if there were ever any demons or what kind of spirits I was dealing with or if I was making myself nuts. Thanks for reading, and I look forward to your insight. I think this is a tough one because it's hard to know what's there.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like it started with the corner of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that corner of the room bothered her. And the closet in the room seemed to be the spaces. Is that what you get?
Well,
or a heaviness through the
entire
house?
Yeah, it definitely seems like just her room.
Mm-hmm.
But they've heard some creaking things from other places in the house. And it could be coming from a room. And seriously, if somebody OD'd in that house, there could be really bad energy. That would not be peaceful. It wasn't, you know, it would have been very traumatizing for the people in the home. Mm-hmm. You know, a very, very, very traumatic event happened in that home.
Well, and if somebody, possibly this teenager, right, that had depression issues or any other sort of issues, and then this darkness in the house, you know, I'm not saying that it's all related, but it might have contributed to the depression.
And what about this line? Where is it? About demons in the house. You know, I think this all could connect back to the person who had the drug overdose. It doesn't necessarily have to be a demon. It's a dark energy because that person was more than likely unhappy, maybe some depression like you just mentioned. But maybe it all goes back to that. Maybe this person, you need to try to help this person move on.
Move on. Mm-hmm. And have they tried to talk? To say, you know, just sit down, like, go to your room. It's quiet. Just sit down and say, you know, you had a difficult life. You had a difficult time. You need to find peace in the afterworld. Mm-hmm. And you can't do it by staying here.
Right.
Right? You need to move on.
And I'm assuming this is a girl. I don't know why. But she said, I am a sensitive and an empath. So I think that she would have the ability to reach out and try to help that person.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. If just, you know, sitting down, getting relaxed, just, you know, kind of meditate a little bit and then, you know, talk to this spirit and say, you need to find peace.
Because it really does seem connected to that room. Because the only other thing that I'm seeing as I'm looking over the story again is that the mother heard den stairs creaking, which you could do. You could hear that. Mm-hmm. But then the psychic mentioned, that I guess the neighbor was a psychic, that buying antiques from garage and estate sales has also brought in some spirits. So
I'd start with the first one.
Yeah, because it's certainly possible you can bring something in, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I have another story.
Oh.
It's a shorty.
Okay, but let's suggest she tries the...
That's what I think. I think that would help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many people do the saging, and I don't know if that would be bad to try it, but
I have not heard of cedar.
I haven't either. I mean, it's not going to hurt.
Yeah, like, what would it hurt?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. If you can sleep peacefully in another bedroom and you can't seem to get rid of this, then that'd be the way to go.
I agree.
But you're also not going to ever know unless you spend some time in the bedroom. And if that person's anything like me, I get hung up on that. And it's really hard for me to sleep because then I would be like, that corner of the room, I'm feeling it. I just can't shut that off. Mm-hmm.
And maybe you don't have to sleep there, but maybe just go in there and sit down and kind of get yourself in just a relaxed state as much as you can, to where, you know how you do when you open up.
Yeah.
And just see if you can, you know, help this person through. Because they seem to be sensitive, I'm thinking that maybe there's a possibility, and that's why this spirit is hanging around.
I'm with you. I would try that. Mm-hmm. I would try that. So here's story number two.
Okay, good.
The following story is one of several experiences my mom had in her life. I asked her if she would mind if I shared, so she typed them up and emailed them to me. I will send the others at different times. The story was written by my mom. I just copy and pasted.
Well, that's kind of fun. I like this idea of our parents having,
right?
You know, experiences.
I am telling you right now, our mother would never in a million years be able to figure out how to submit a story. Even here's the phone number you could call. What do you mean?
We just don't think of our parents as having experiences a lot of times.
And so here's her mom's story.
Okay,
I love that she's sharing her mom's story.
I do too.
Tom, my brother, died April 9th of 1979. As I lay in bed a week or so after my brother Tom was killed by a drunk driver. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that. I was hearing beeping noises in my head. At first, I just thought they were what I would hear sometimes, or a buzz or whatever. Anyway, it continued for several days, and the beeps started sounding like Morse code. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh my gosh, that would actually drive you absolutely crazy, wouldn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before I realized what I was saying, one morning it was happening again, and I just said, "Tom, you know I don't like Morse code." At that point, I glanced over and saw the Encyclopedia Britannica we had gotten from my mother-in-law a few years before, way back before the internet.
Yeah, it had all the answers.
All the answers. Mm-hmm. And people would knock on your door and try to sell them to you.
That's right.
So I opened the M volume, found the Morse code page, then I took a piece of paper and pencil and said, "Okay, Tom, I am ready." In a short time, I was hearing the dots and dashes and just started jotting them down, not knowing what they might even be. All of a sudden, they sped up and finally just stopped. I looked at the code and started making the breaks for letters. It kept repeating over and over, G-T-S-I-O-U. Over and over. I didn't really know what to make of it other than those were his initials. I did tell my parents, and my dad had said he thought he would get a message from my brother and thought it would be in Morse code.
What?
Maybe his dad, maybe the dad knew Morse code.
And maybe the two of them had done it together.
Yeah.
You know, or something.
Because maybe, obviously, the brother knew it.
Yeah.
And maybe the dad knew it, and that might have been their
thing. Maybe the dad
thing.
Taught it to him or something.
And maybe the son couldn't get through to his dad, but was able to get through to his sister.
Interesting.
About 2 weeks later, my parents said they got a letter and a check from my sister-in-law, my brother's widow, and she said the check was what he had told her he owed my parents for a loan he got from them many years before for a car. Anyway, my sister-in-law said in the letter that Tom had asked her to send them a check for that loan amount in the event of his death. I believe he gave me his final goodbye one night as I lay in bed again. I felt a slight pressure on me, and when I opened my eyes, I saw this dot of light that moved away from me and up and out the corner of my bedroom, getting smaller and smaller until it faded away. As it did, I said goodbye, Tom.
That's so beautiful. But, oh, that's the IOU part. The check. And
right.
Yeah. Okay.
So he owed the parents.
Right.
She said, "My brother and I share the same birthday, not the same year, 5 years apart. We were very close."
Oh,
especially
wow.
Being born on the same day.
What an interesting story.
But the GTS, that's, you know, obviously here I am. It's me.
Yeah.
I owe you.
And then the check came. Wow.
And then that thing of light, I think, is really beautiful.
I do, too.
I think that's a really special story. And I love that she, her daughter sent it in for her. Now, I hope her daughter plays it for her, because I know our mom would never in a million years be able to figure out how to listen to a podcast either. That, I thought, that was
That you're right. That light thing. That's really beautiful.
I think so, too. That was a good story.
Very good.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.